I remember when I taught high school, I would ask the kids if they thought that becoming a priest or a sister was a sure bet to get into heaven. And surprisingly, really, the majority would think so. And then I would ask, so who wants to be a priest or a sister? And no one would raise their hands. And I would say, well, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. If you really believed that it was a shoe-in, that you were going to get to heaven if you did this, and then you don't do it, that seems completely crazy to me. That seems completely crazy. If we would know that if we stood on one leg for 15 minutes a day, and that would guarantee us heaven, we'd stand on one leg 15 minutes a day so we could go to heaven. Well, Jesus promises us that if we give up house, brothers, sisters, mother, father, children, lands, he's going to give it all back 100 times. And then he says, but also persecutions. Then we get a little timid because we're going to have to be persecuted. It's hard for us to suffer. And as we begin Lent, we choose in little ways how to deny ourselves, how to have little persecutions in our day, so that when big persecutions come, we don't lose hope, we don't lose strength, and we don't lose the fact that that is when he says, eternal life comes. As we receive our dear Lord today, let us beg him to help us to choose him above all else.